Hare Krishna. Welcome back to the study of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. We are in the first chapter. So, we discussed till verse 45, where Vasudev has given arguments to try to pacify Kamsa so that he will not kill Devaki. Now, in the subsequent verses, we'll see how Kamsa is not pacified. And then Vasudev comes up with an alternative plan. So the first section will be Vasudev's reasoning and alternative plan. And then the second remaining part of the chapter is the subsequent events leading to Narada's further instigation of Kamsa and Kamsa's brutality in killing the various children of Vasudev. So let us start with 46th verse. Shri Shuka Vacha Evam sasam bhir bhedair bodhyamano pidarunah nanyavartat kauravya purushadananu vratah. So, evam, in this way, sama bhir bhedair. So, we saw how Vasudev used sama and bheda. He tried to reason with him, reconcile with him by showing how it would be to his gain not to kill. And he also tried to show him fear. So Prabhupada uses the word pacify and terrify. But bodhyamano pidarunaha darunaha, because he was fiercely cruel, he did not accept the reasoning. Nayavartat kauravya. So purushadan anuvrataha. So O Kauravya, here Kauravya refers to Parikshit Maharaj. O Parikshit Maharaj, you who are from the Kuru dynasty, you are from a glorious dynasty, but this Kamsa was from an inglorious person, unlike you. And what is happening? Purushadan anuvrataha. So he was actually a follower of the Rakshasas. He had defeated the various Rakshasas like Bakasur, Aghasur and others. But he also had their mentality. And because he had their mentality, so he did not see good sense. Then what happened? Now we see further what is the reasoning that Vasudev started doing. Nirbandham tasyatam yatva vichintyanakadundubhi praptam kalam prativyodhum idam tatranavapadyata. So, nirbandham tasitam gyatva gyatva, knowing that nirbandham, that he was determined to fight and kill. He was bound, he was evil, stubborn, obstinate, recalcitrant. So, what happened? Vichintya anakadundubhi anakadundubhi. This name for Vasudev has come earlier also. How the devatas sang drums, dundubhi, when he was born. He's a glorious person because they knew through him the Supreme Lord will appear. So, Vichintya, he started thinking, seriously, what to do now? When plan A doesn't work, then we have to have a backup plan. So he's thinking, what will be my backup plan? What should I do now? So he starts thinking, praptam kalam prativyodham. So praptam kalam, he saw that death had come on his doorstep. You know, his just wedded wife, Devaki, was about to be killed. Prativyodham. So he had to avoid it. Idam tatranava padyata. So he started thinking, he started deciding that somehow I had to avoid it. So now Sanatana Goswami explains that this word prativyodhum can also mean to cheat. It can mean to counter, to stop, to cheat. So death had come right in front of him in the form of Kamsa and he somehow had to stop it. So he started thinking how to do it. He came up with a plan. Now, so here as the narration is going on, it's not just a narration, it's a narration with analysis or commentary. So, when these individuals are acting or thinking about acting, what is their worldview? That is also being informed. What is their reasoning going on in the background? So, it's like many times there is a story and there is a story behind the story. That means, say, Charles Dickens wrote the book Christmas Carol, which became very famous. So then this Christmas Carol is a story and there is a story behind the story. That means how he wrote the book, how did the book become popular, what was the response for the book, what were the events in, say, Charles Dickens' life which made him write the book. So the story behind the story, for those who are interested in the story, once they know the story, They would like to know the story behind the story. How did this character get evolved in the mind of Charles Dickens? Or whatever be the specific point. So like that, now here not only the story going on, now most of us know the story of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. But the Acharyas help us to discover the story behind the story. That means they help us to find out what are the thought process going on and what is the overall background. So Shukadeva Goswami is helping us in that, and further Sanatana Goswami is helping us further, and Srila Prabhupada is helping us further. So Mrityur Buddhimata Pohyo Yavad Buddhibalodayam Yadyasauna Nivarteta Napradhosti Dehinaha. So Mrityur Buddhimata Pohyo, Mrityu, death, Buddhimata Pohyo. So a wise, intelligent person should try to avoid that. And till what extent? Yavad buddhi balodayam, as far as intelligence and strength goes. So normally if somebody attacks us, we'll try to fight and overpower that person. So if we use force, but if we find that the other person is too powerful, then we will try to use buddhi, try to use intelligence. So now Kamsa is attacking, and Kamsa is much more powerful than Vasudev. So bala doesn't work. So Yasudev tried to use buddhi. Now when buddhi also doesn't work, then what to do? Then yadyasauna nivarteta, if nothing works, then napradhosti dehinaha. So Prabhupada explains that then there is no fault if a person dies. That means one should try one's best to avoid death. But if after one's effort, full efforts, nothing works, then one is not to be blamed. Prabhupada writes in the first canto also that when problems come up, things go wrong beyond human, due to factors beyond human control, I'm paraphrasing over here, then there is nothing to lament over there. We did our best. So one way of looking at this verse, as given by Srila Prabhupada, is that one should try one's best using in strength and intelligence to avoid death. And if one can't do that, nothing, it doesn't matter. Then it's okay. One is not to be blamed. But here, Sanatana Goswami, napradhosti dehinaha, he says that if bala doesn't work, if buddhi also doesn't work, then it's not wrong, there is no offense in using some other means, in using some sort of deception also to save one's life, it's not wrong. Now, what is the deception? Actually, there is no direct deception, but eventually we will see the deception will be that Vasudev says that I'll give the eighth son, all the sons, but he doesn't give the eighth son. He sends the eighth son to, takes the eighth son to Vrindavan. So, the point being made over here is that for saving life, if nothing else works, then using some other means is not wrong. Napradhosti dehina. So now, the thinking of Vasudev is being described as he tries to come up with a backup plan. It's an emergency now. So, pradaya mritave putran mochaye krupanan imam. So, he's thinking that, okay, let's go through the full verse. Sutame yadi jayeran mrityurvanam riyeta chet viparyayo vakim nasyat gatir dhatur duratyaya upasthito nivarteta nivrittah punarapatet. So, he's thinking of various possibilities. Pradaya mritave putran. So, if I give my children, if I give my putran, my sons, now he's expecting sons because normally it's sons that are expected to kill. Women normally don't fight and kill. So, although ashtama garbha the word is used, he is thinking in terms of sons. The Akashvani, the Ashariravak, it used just garbha. But he's thinking, Vasudeva is thinking in terms of sons. So he says, okay, if I give my sons to Kamsa, he's thinking in the future, that then surely they will die. Mrutave prutvan. It will be like I will be handing them to the jaws of death, which is Kamsa in as death personified. But at least by doing that, right now the danger that is, mochaye krupanani mam, krupanan, my sister, my wife, Devaki, who is in a helpless condition, at least I will be able to protect her. And then what about future? Sutame yadi jayeran. If some sons are born to me. Now it's possible also no sons are born. Now no couple when they get married, generally They want children. But it's sometimes in spite of their best effort, they may not get children. So one possibility is that there may be no children at all. Then there will be no harm to anyone. At least Devaki will be saved. And if, yadi he is using the word, if my sons are born, so what may happen is that actually Dev himself, as per the Akashvani, may kill Kamsa or they may not kill. Or it's possible, viparyayova kim nasyat, something else may happen. So something else is, now this mrityurva namriyeta chet. So there's an alternative meaning of this is that by the time my sons are born, at that time, by that time Kamsa may die or before that only. Or he may not die. And if Kamsa doesn't die, then either Kamsa will kill my sons or my sons will kill Kamsa. My son will kill Kamsa. But, like this, he's thinking all the possibilities. But if I don't do anything right now, the son will not be born only because Devaki will be killed. So let me at least right now ensure that the danger goes away. So viparyayo va kim nasyad. So what are the viparya he thinks? And then he's the final thing, gatir dhatur duratyaya. Gatir, the progress or the movement, dhatu, here one means destiny, duratyaya, it's very difficult to understand. Very difficult to understand. In the Bhagavad Gita also Krishna uses similar gahana karmanungati. How karma works is very difficult to understand. So, upasthito nivarteta. Upasthita, what calamity is present, let me nivarteta, let me deal with that right now. Nivrittaha punarapatet. And if some other calamity comes in the future, we'll deal with it that time. When there is a saying in English, worry about crossing bridges when you come to them. When right now the road is smooth, there's no need to worry about future problems. Or if right now there's a problem, deal with the present problem. Don't worry about the future problems. So what are the possibilities? He says that if I don't do anything right now, Devaki will be killed and then the sons will also be killed. So there is total disaster that will happen. So I have to avoid it some way or the other. If I say that I'll give my sons to him, to Kamsa, one possibility is that no sons may be born at all. Then there is no harm done, nobody is killed. Then what may happen is that my sons may be born after some time, it's 8 sons. So by that time Kamsa himself may die of his own accord. Or it may happen that my son is born and son will kill Kamsa. Or other possibilities are there that my son may be born and Kamsa may kill. That will also be punarapati, that will be a danger. But even if that happens, let's deal with it at that time. So thinking in this way, he comes to a resolution. And now before he comes to that resolution, what does he do? He thinks, gatir dhatur duratyaya. So this principle that the working of destiny is very difficult to understand is illustrated through an example. So agner yatha daru viyoga yoga yor adrishtato anyanna nimittamasti evam hi jantor apitur vibhavya sharira samyoga viyoga hetuho. So agner yatha daru. Daru is wood, Agni is fire, Vyoga Yoga Yor. So, if one log of wood is burning, and then there are some logs of wood around it, or if one wooden house is there, some wooden structure is there, another wooden structure is there. Now the wind comes and the flame moves. Now sometimes, how the flame will leave one burning wood and go to another burning wood. Sometimes it may go to a wood on the left, sometimes it may go to a wood in front, and then in the back, sometimes it may just leap across one wood and go to another wood. So, how it will go? Adrishtito anyanna nimittamasti evam hi jantor api durvibhavya sarira samyoga viyoga hetuho. So, adrishtito. So, adrishta refers to that which is invisible. That is again a word used for destiny. Anyan, so nanimittamasti. Now, what causes the fire to jump this way or that way? Actually, it's destiny. One doesn't know. One cannot identify any other cause for it. So similarly, he says that evam hi jantor api durvibhavya, that similarly, jantor, the janto is the living entity, sharira samyoga viyoga hetuho, how the soul will give a particular body and how the soul will take up another body, that cannot be known. It's ultimately to be determined by destiny. So he's saying that is in destiny's hands. And I cannot think bother too much about destiny. Let me focus on what is my duty. So sometimes people think that the Vedic culture is very fatalistic. Fatalistic means the idea that everything is destined, nothing is in our hands. Therefore, we just have to accept everything passively. But the Vedic culture is not at all fatalistic. It is not destiny-centered, it is duty-centered. So, Vasudeva has earlier argued with Kamsa also, or tried to reason with Kamsa, saying that you will not be able to avoid destiny. If you're going to die, then it will happen now, or after 100 years, it's going to happen. So now, Vasudeva doesn't turn around and do the reasoning that, okay, if Devaki is destined to die, then she'll die anyway. Why am I bothering to try to protect her? Now, why doesn't he do that? If the idea of the existence of destiny or the unavoidability of destiny was meant to lead to passivity, then Vasudeva could have become passive. Oh, Devaki is destined to die, what can I do? But Vasudeva doesn't do that. Why? Because he understands that the important point of understanding destiny is to stick to one's duty. That, yes, by whatever activities we have done in the past, certain destiny has been created. And that destiny will come to us. But what is important is how we act now. How we act now, we will create future destiny. We will create our future. So what will happen to us now may not be changeable. But what will happen in the future is changeable. And what will happen to us now is not as important as how we respond to it. So now, what is the reason for Vasudeva being so vigorously active in terms of intellectually and logically trying to reason? If he accepts destiny, he understands that I have to stick to my duty. So my duty is to protect my wife. And therefore, whatever be the destiny, I'll protect my wife. And that is my duty, I'll do it. And now he's talking about destiny to Kamsa because Kamsa is giving up his duty. Now for a brother, even if it's a cousin brother, it's a duty to protect his sister. So when he doesn't protect his sister, he is failing terribly in his duty. And that's what he's telling him. Don't give up your duty, but destiny, because destiny is unavoidable. So Vedic culture is not destiny-centered, it is duty-centered. And the one thinks about destiny so that one will be inspired to do one's duty and not give up one's duty. So now thinking in thus that what is in destiny's hand, that will happen later, but what is my duty? Let me do my duty right now. So evam vimrushyatam papam yavad atmani darshanam pujayama savai shaurir bahumana purahasaram. So evam vimrushya, in this way vimrushya, thinking deeply, tam papam, papam, that sinful person, that is Kamsa, yavad atmani darshanam, by thinking as much as was in his power, yavad, as much as atmani. So now sometimes there is paralysis by analysis, because you start thinking, what if this happens, what if that happens, what if that, what if that, nothing will happen, nothing comes out. We just become paralyzed because of doing too much analysis. No, we try to think of as much as possible. Okay, this danger. If this happens, I'll try to do this. This happens, I'll try to do this. This happens, I'll try to do this. Now, after thinking as much as our capacity, then we decide what to do. So, we have limited time and we have limited intelligence. And using whatever resources we have to come arrive at decisions. So, yavad atmani darshanam. So, we can never be omniscient, and that's why all our decisions may not be perfect. But we do have a responsibility to use whatever intelligence and resources we have to try to come to the best decision. So that's what Vasudeva is doing over here. Pujayama savai shaurir. Pujayama. So he started almost like worshipping, offering great respect to him. So shaurir here refers to Vasudeva. So bahumana purasaram. So he started praising and worshipping him. So what did he do? Let's see. Prasanna vadanam bhojo drishimam nirapatrapam manasaduyamanena vihasannidam abravit. So prasanna vadanam bhojo. So, prasanna. Prasanna means cheerful. He made his face very cheerful. In fact, his vadana ambhoja is almost, ambhoja is a lotus. So, he made his face like a lotus. Nrishimam nirapatrapam. So, nrishimam is merciless. Nirapatrapam is shameless. So, that Kamsa who was merciless, so we discussed this. Nrishimam is merciless because he's killing his own sister. And nirapatrapam means he's doing such an abominable activity publicly. Without any twinge of consciousness, without any conscience, without any shame at all. And manasa duyamanena. So, although his manasa, his mind was filled with anxiety, but still, vihasan idam abravit. Externally, he put on a smile on his face. Idam abravit. So, you know, one of the tests of maturity is the capacity to subordinate and even conceal our emotions. Sometimes we'll be in great anxiety, but if we have some responsible work to do, we cannot let the anxiety break us down. We have to subordinate the anxiety, control ourselves, push the emotions down, and act in a way that is appropriate for our responsibility. So, in fact, to a large extent, growth is not in terms of physical. Physically, by the law of nature only everyone grows. But actually emotional and spiritual growth means that we should be able to discipline our emotions and ensure that they don't carry us away. Now, children, whenever any problem, immediately they will burst out crying. So, as we grow up, we understand that yes, there are problems, but we cannot be crybabies. We have to deal with them maturely. Of course, people, when they grow up, they may not be crybabies, but there are other ways people become crybabies. Crybabies may mean the way people act as crybabies is they may just start drinking a lot, or start smoking a lot, or watching hours and hours of TV, or finding some way to just forget the problem and getting into addictions because of that. So getting into addictions is often the adult way of being crybabies. But if we are truly to become adult, not just in terms of physical growth, but in terms of emotional and spiritual growth, then we need to mature for that. Mature by using spiritual knowledge and by applying that spiritual knowledge. So, by practicing bhakti, by cultivating bhakti gyan, our intelligence becomes stronger and the mind becomes subordinate to the intelligence. Or we are able to subordinate the mind to the intelligence. And that's how we can check our emotions. So what did he do? He put externally, without showing his anxiety, he smiled and started speaking very pleasantly to Kamsa. Because now he had to bring about a reconciliation. He has to save his wife. And whatever is required, he has to do that. So let's see what he does now. Shri Vasudev Vacha Nayasyaste Bhayam Saumya Yadvai saha shariravak putran samarpaishyesya yataste bhayam uthitam. So, nayasyaste bhayam. Oh, asya. Asya here refers to, they're all in the same chariot. Devaki, you don't have any fear from Devaki. Saumya. Oh, you are the best among the sober. You are gentle. Now, actually, just now, Sukadeva Goswami has used for describing Kamsa, Nrishimam Nirapatrapam, merciless, shameless, Daruna, cruel, follower of Rakshasas. But to ensure that the reconciliation comes up, sometimes words may have to be used which are necessary. So, you know, to speak the truth is important, but to ensure protection so of one's subordinates, so that one can lead a life devoted to truth, that is even more important. So Vasudev knows that he and Devaki have a service to perform. That service involves, you know, as serving as Krishna's parents, and for that they have to live. So that means speaking truth is important, but ensuring that a life of truth is lived, that is more important. And for that, sometimes if that which is not accurately true has to be spoken, that is not wrong. So, Saumya, he uses the word Saumya. Oh, gentle one. So, actually, this is also by speaking like that, he's also prompting Kamsa to act in a gentle way. Everybody can see that he's not Saumya. But by calling somebody as having certain qualities which are considered good, then that person is inspired to exhibit those qualities. Yadvaiv saha shariravak. So that shariravak, asharirabak, that disembodied voice which spoke, putran, actually the dangers were because of my sons. So samarpaishyasya. So her sons I will offer to you. I will surrender to you. Yataste bhayamuthitam. So the bhaya for you is from those sons, and I promise you that I will give those sons to you. And in that way, there should be no fear for you. So in this way, what happened? Vasudeva tried to reason with Kamsa and made him see sense. So now what happened? Shri Shuka Vacha, 55th verse. Swasurvadhan nivavrite Kamsastat vakyasaravet Vasudevo pitam pritaha prashasya pravishat griham. So swasur vadhan nivavrite, swasur vadhan. So his own sister, he was about to kill nivavrite. He gave up that plan. Kamsa stadvakya saravet. So Kamsa, he considered Vasudev's words saravet. He considered them to be meaningful, having weight, having authority, having truth. So he accepted his promise. Now, this is a testimony to the integrity of Vasudev, because of which his words had credibility, and also his integrity at that time in composing himself, you know, in integrating himself properly and presenting himself in a way that would be persuasive enough. So he accepted the words. So actually, when there is crisis, making the proper presentation so that the crisis is resolved is very important. And it depends not just on how we present at that time, but how we have lived before also, by which people have certain impressions about us. So what happened? Kamsa, he knew that Vasudeva was a respectable person who spoke the truth, and here also Vasudeva made a promise. So then tatsaravet. So he accepted his words. Now of course, Kamsa, he also knew that if he had to kill Devaki, you know, Devak, her father, was there. Now, all this is happening in public. Now, there are other warriors also. They would not tolerate the killing of Devaki. And there would be a fight. And he would have to kill them. And there are other maidservants also. So, there are other women also. He would have to kill them also. It will all be very brutal thing. So, Kamsa thought, okay, let me not kill right now. And anyway, whatever the danger, it has been promised to me that the danger will be solved, dealt with. So, then he decided not to kill. Vasudevo pitam pritaha. That Vasudev became pleased with him. And when he became pleased with him, prashasya pravishat griham. So he was driving the chariot. Now actually, it was not a long distance to go. Because the marriage happened in the same place, and just the procession was going from the marriage place to the home. So quickly it reached the home. And then prashasya pravishat griham. And very joyfully, With a show of celebration and jubilation, Vasudev entered the home. So he wanted to show, don't worry, I'm not going to run away anywhere. I'm here only, and I'm happy at the resolution, and things are settled. So here we see Vasudev's great resourcefulness in putting off a potential catastrophe, and how things unfold here. We will look at in a next class. Thank you. Hare Krishna.